So I was stopped by police yesterday. It's 99.7 DJX.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? Wow. Okay. I mean, that's quite a teaser.
So I got a picture sent to me about my missing cat, Fred. All right. Mm-hmm. So Fred's been missing for 3 weeks now. And they sent a photo of him sitting right outside the Kia store right there on New LaGrange and Shelbyville Road. So, yesterday we were, my wife and I kind of drive down there. And she is sitting in the car and kind of just watching to see if, like, she sees him pop out, of the bushes or anything like that. I take the flashlight and go into the lot. The Kia store is closed, right? And so I start looking under cars, kind of looking in, like, little crevices and
bushes,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of walking around. Well, about 10 minutes later.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Uh-oh.
What you gonna do?
Sir?
So,
what are you
doing
with a flashlight creeping around the car dealership?
I get a text message from my wife, who inadvertently is now my sort of...
Accomplice
in getaway car. My lookout, if you will.
Oh,
she's
kind of
my lookout. And so she just texts me, police.
Uh-oh. Abort mission.
I'm like, oh. I mean, in my brain, I'm thinking to myself, which kind of ironic is, man, someone's going to think that I am trying to, like, rob cars.
Yeah, steal
or
a car.
I'm up to no good because it's at night.
Right.
The car lot is closed.
Yeah, you're clearly not talking to a salesperson.
Right. I'm shifty looking. I'm wearing, a cap pulled down. And exactly.
Sir,
so
what exactly are you doing,
it's just,
sir?
I see the text message that says police. And I'm like, oh, man.
Bad boys, what's
And so I'm like, okay, all right. And so
What's my story?
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, so I need to just go to them because I can't look like I'm running away or whatever. And I had already left the lot and I was in the buildings that were right next door, right?
Oh God.
And so they found me. And so gotta hand it to the St. Matthews police. They found me.
They always find their guys.
They found me. So I see one of the police officers kind of walking through the little yard there, and he's like, hey, buddy. And I was like, oh, hey.
Can you guys help? I could use some more eyes.
Yeah, I said, hey. And he's like, hey, I got a call that there was a guy that matches your very description.
Oh, God, somebody called. The neighbor called.
Breaking into cars.
Oh, God.
And
they said you were breaking into cars?
It wasn't
a
neighbor.
They have an eyewitness?
It was a car that was sitting at the light there, and the person or people,
oh,
I mean, maybe it was multiples. Who knows? They were looking at some shifty-looking guy walking around the dealership up to no good, obviously.
You think there's a guy trying to steal cars at the Kia store.
Yeah, some riffraff, in the Kia store parking lot, up to no good.
Bad boys.
And so I'm like, yeah, no, I understand. I'm looking for my cat. My cat was seen here, and he kind of
did you show him the picture?
And he cuts me off, and he's like, at the Kia store? And I was like, yeah. And so kind of I pull my phone out, and I've got treats in my hand. I've got a flashlight.
Oh,
I've,
that's good.
I've got
the treats are corroborating your story.
Yes, I've got Fred's little collar that has a little ding bell because I was like, ding, ding, ding. I was trying to get him. And so I was...
My wife's over there.
No, I didn't pull her into it
yet. You didn't pull her into it?
No, not at all. I was just going to handle it myself. And so as I'm trying to kind of like talk about my cat and find the photo, of course, when you need to find a photo on your phone,
you
never can.
Yeah,
and so
no,
I'm just kind of like going through. I'm like, okay, I know. And then in the meantime, another of St. Matthew's finest.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
pulls up and gets out of his car and you know, and just, you know, is there as backup because,
right.
you know, again, I'm just some shifty looking guy who's spouting this story about a missing cat.
Tell me there's body cam footage of this entire interaction.
I'm sure there is body cam. Because I saw the little red light that was recording the whole thing on the guy's chest.
Oh my gosh,
So I'm like, hey, you know, it's my cat, Fred. He's a husky, like a little orange tabby. And so I show him a photo, and I had posted it on my Instagram story. So I showed him
just
a photo.
Pull up the Instagram story, yeah.
And it was really zoomed in, and he was like, "Well, I can't." Say. I'm like,
oh God,
man,
don't believe you. It was at the Kia store.
And so I have a photo that it's zoomed out because I zoomed it in for the purpose of the picture. So
right.
I show him the picture and his backup. I was like, hey, see, look,
see, look, see, look, yeah, look,
there
look,
is.
Look,
and
not
so,
lying.
So they see, they're like, yep. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the Kia store. And he's like, and you know, they look at me and they look me up and down and they're like, yeah, I mean, you've got a flashlight and you've got treats. So, I mean, I can understand, you know, I buy your story.
Oh, thank God.
I
and
buy
then the
your
wave
story.
Of relief just sweeps
yeah, and
over
so,
you, right?
And
yeah.
so, you know, I'm like, okay.
Can you guys help?
Yeah,
can you go look over there? Can you take that side? I'll take this side.
Yeah, and so I just said, hey, so yeah, I he was like, this was sent to you? I was like, yeah, someone sent it to me, and you know, he was seen here just recently, and so we were just coming back, and it's twilight because it was at night. It was last night,
uh-huh.
So it was twilight, and so I mean. The optics didn't look great. To
no,
be
they
honest.
Didn't look great. They
no,
didn't
they didn't
great.
Be honest. But but then, you know, I was like, hey, I mean, do you mind if I continue to look around? He's like, no, I think we're good. I'll tell dispatch that, you know, you're just looking for your cat in case we get any other calls. And so I was like, all right. But I'll tell you, that was quite the buzzkill. And I was like, all right, you know what, Fred? I'm done looking for you for now. So
you know what? You've gotten me in trouble with the cops.
I know.
Daddy's
I know.
Upset now.
I know.
Dad's real upset now.
And my wife
you're
is,
grounded.
Is just witness to the entire thing. She's like, I saw another cop pull
bad
up.
Boys, boys. What like they're calling everybody in the department to come down. They
I know.
Think they're going to have a problem.
I know. We got a text from Kirk that says, cops like, we have a shady ginger. I need backup. Right.
Shady gingers. You don't take those lightly.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
dang.
Anyways, that's why I was stopped by police yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And
if we do have anyone in the fine St. Matthews Police Department that does have that body cam footage, we would love to put it up on our YouTubes.
I got to be honest. They were quick. I mean, they reacted pretty quick. I wasn't.
Well, yeah. And you got an alleged car thief.
I know.
Like in progress right now. Doing
I know.
Shady things at the Kia
yeah.
store. You're going to go speed over there and check it out.
Yeah.
And thank you to the eagle eyes at the stoplight.
Yes.
Who made that call. And
absolutely.
Looking out for
some
their neighborhood.
I mean,
store.
Had they jumped out of their car and the citizen's arrest, that would have made the story a little better. But
yes.
You know, but
maybe next time you make a sign and just put it out like, I'm not stealing cars, I'm looking for my cat. Maybe.
Well, that's what my daughter suggested we post on Nextdoor. Like, hey, if you see this person lurking around, he's just
right.
looking for our cat.
Right.
So
he's
I want to know.
Looking to break into your house.
That's kind of the update on Fred, but I do want to know, have you ever tried to solve a problem only to make it worse? And I'll tell you why I say that coming up here in just a minute.